This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in for Bob Edwards. Congress is in summer recess and members of both chambers are back home campaigning for the November election. To get some idea of what they're hearing from voters, we've invited two representatives from the House to call us. Congressman Chet Edwards is a Democrat from Texas and Congressman Mark Foley is a Republican from Florida. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Congressman Edwards, if I may start with you, you've just completed a series of town hall discussions around your district in East Central Texas. Give us a quick overview of what your constituents are most concerned about.
Well, I think like most Americans, my constituents have a great deal of uncertainty and concern about the direction of the economy because of the situation with the stock market and the threat of terrorism and as well as uncertainty in the Middle East. We've got a lot of farmers and ranchers have been hit hard by low prices, and I think the average family out there is still very concerned about rising health care costs, and certainly seniors more than anyone being hit very hard by high prescription drug costs as well.
Congressman Foley, your district is in South Central Florida. Does that all sound familiar to you?
It does indeed. In fact, people are nervous about the economy. They've been watching the seesaw of Wall Street, the Dow going both up dramatically and down as quickly, and so they're concerned about their life savings. They're surprisingly upset at the Senate's failure to adopt the prescription drug bill last week. Many people were paying close attention, expecting the Senate to lead at least on that issue. The House passed several weeks ago a very, very comprehensive prescription drug bill after a lot of debate, and so they're really perplexed that not only did they not deal with prescription drug issue while it was on the table and prepared to be sent to the president, they're quite perplexed at the Homeland Security and the inability of the Senate to articulate a positive direction on that issue as well. So they're getting a little antsy. They're tired of the politics as usual. They saw some activity in the House on several of these important issues, including the trade bill last week before we left Washington. So they expected while the Senate remained in session for the entirety of this past week that they thought things would change, things would happen. So they're quite disappointed.
Well, Congressman Edwards, we've all covered a bit of ground here, so let's go to a couple of particular things. You're a Democrat. Do the Texans you're talking to say the Bush administration is handling the corporate scandals the right way?
Well, keep in mind that President Bush's ranch is in Crawford in the very heart of my Central Texas district, so a great deal of popularity for the president there. And you know, I have a lot of respect for President Bush, his leadership in the war on terrorism and other areas. I think the administration was too slow to respond aggressively to bring back a trust in our market system. And I'm glad that finally the House leadership, after opposing really fundamental change to ensure more faith in our system, finally reversed its position a couple of weeks ago and allowed a bill to pass that was championed by Democrats as early as April of this year.
Congressman Foley, you're Republican. What about in Palm Beach? Are voters there holding the Bush administration responsible for what's happening to the economy?
Surprisingly, with Al Gore carrying my district, they're very, very supportive of President Bush. In fact, they were thrilled when Adelphia Cable's leaders were arrested and taken in handcuffs. They think that was, in fact, the appropriate action for people who've stolen from the very companies they purported to be leading. They're very pleased with the president's response, particularly on terrorism. We were in a crime-fighting rally last night, if you will, taking a bite out of crime in a neighborhood community, which is probably more Democrat than Republican, and one by one people came up to me, not only applauding the president's leadership on homeland security and national defense and the war against al-Qaeda and terrorism, but they were also very pleased with his response to the corporate scandal. I will disagree with Chet. We in the House not only took the Sarbanes bill, which was the bill on corporate accountability from the Senate, Chairman Mike Oxley added strengthening provisions to that bill, so there was a little time delay, but the House passed in April a very strong corporate accountability bill, and once again we waited 3.5 months for the Senate to even take up this measure. So I think there is a bit of hypocrisy, at least, when people do not recognize the fact that the House was aggressive, pursuing corporate scandal. We did have a delay in the Senate. We finally, though, thank God, and I will say to Chet, we had great participation on Democrats and Republicans in addressing what I think is a very, very serious issue, and that's people who steal from the very companies they've been given leadership of.
Well,
we're not only taking their hopeful, ill-gotten gains, we're going to confiscate their properties and rightfully return them. responsibility to the shareholders.
And I was hearing a response from Congressman Edwards, but if you wouldn't mind, let's turn quickly to security and,
sure.
And in fact, rather, let's turn quickly to Iraq. Is there much talk about possible war in Iraq in your district?
I think there's a great deal of concern in Texas, as well as the rest of the country, about what's going to happen there. And let me say that I will support the president 100% if we can prove to our country, our citizens, and the world that Saddam Hussein clearly has weapons of mass destruction at his disposal, including nuclear weapons. You know, we'll have to take action there. We cannot expose our nation, our families, and the world to that sort of threat. So I think it's important for the president, if he does take action there, to prove to the world and build a coalition against Saddam Hussein. But if he does that, I think you'll see unanimity from the vast majority of the Democrats and Republicans in Congress and throughout the country.
Well, Mr. Foley, what about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict? What are people in your district in Florida saying about that?
Well, they're very, very concerned. We have a large Jewish population in South Florida, and they are very concerned about what is happening there. Again, they're very supportive of President Bush's leadership in that area. They definitely want to see some very strong actions against the Palestinians. We continue to see suicide bombing. We continue to see the kind of outrageous behavior of some who undermine, if you will, peace and stability in that region. I would like to follow up on Iraq because I think it's very, very important, and the president rightfully has targeted one of the great menaces of the 21st century, and that's Saddam Hussein, who was aiding and abetting those very people, Al-Qaeda terrorists, Palestinian terrorists, people that would destroy, if you will, the peace and stability in the Middle East. We've got to work very, very hard. I encourage the administration to continue dialogue. I hope we can resolve the Palestinian crisis and do so at everybody's satisfaction so we can finally see a peace and prosperity in a region that desperately needs some positive signs of coming out of this very, very bloody crisis.
Well, in the minute we have left, let's just change the subject and turn briefly to the prescription drug coverage, the bill which actually hasn't passed. How are the older people in your districts reacting?
Well, again, as I said, they're very, very concerned. I'm shocked that Tom Daschle couldn't bring about a positive outcome of last week's performance. Our very own Florida Senator Bob Graham worked very, very hard with some Republicans to try and bring about, if you will, a cloture vote, 60-plus votes in order to get that bill on the floor and on its way to the president's desk, or at least to a conference committee. So they're getting a little tired of waiting. As I said, the House acted. We expect the Senate, hopefully when they get back in September from their recess, to at least put this as a first and utmost priority bill on the floor.
And Chet Edwards?
Well, in my district, a lot of the seniors are rightfully skeptical of whether subsidizing private insurance companies and HMOs is really going to bring any kind of real prescription drug price relief to seniors. In fact, we've had insurance company executives and association executives say that that approach really isn't going to work. Insurance companies aren't going to be offering prescription drug programs. So along with the change in the corporate accountability law, sometimes I think it's better that the Senate get these issues right than to try to pass them quickly. So I hope at the end of the day we'll have a prescription drug bill, but I would certainly prefer, and I think most seniors in America would prefer, tying that benefit to the Medicare program.
Thank you very much, both of you. Congressman Chet Edwards is a Democrat from Texas. Congressman Mark Foley is a Republican from Florida. They're back in their districts for the August recess.